Well, I must go, said the nurse. I've got my batch of children coming. Besides, there's number three. She pointed up the ward. Might go off any minute now. Well, make yourself comfortable. She walked briskly away. The savage sat down beside the bed. Linda, he whispered, taking her hand. At the sound of her name, she turned. Her vague eyes brightened with recognition. She squeezed his hand. She smiled. Her lips moved. Then quite suddenly her head fell forward. She was asleep. He sat watching her, seeking through the tired flesh, seeking and finding that young, bright face which had stooped over his childhood in Malpais, remembering, and he closed his eyes, her voice, her movements, all the events of their life together, Streptococ G to Banbury T, how beautiful her singing had been, and those childish rhymes, how magically strange and mysterious. A, B, C, vitamin D, the fats in the liver, the cods in the sea. He felt the hot tears welling up behind his eyelids as he recalled the words and Linda's voice as she repeated them, and then the reading lessons, the tot is in the pot, the cat is on the mat, and the elementary instructions for beta workers in the embryo store, and long evenings by the fire, or, in summertime, on the roof of the little house. When she told him those stories about the other place, outside the reservation, that beautiful, beautiful other place, whose memory, as of a heaven, a paradise of goodness and loveliness, he still kept whole and intact, undefiled by contact with the reality of this real London, these actual civilized men and women.